T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is the holiday weekend, but at the same time, there is no holiday for our troops who are actively in place around the world. And we are joined by retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, CBS News military analyst. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, John, good morning to you.
So how many years in the military for you?
34 altogether.
All right. So when you're out there deployed somewhere, you know, back home, everybody's going to be grilling and having a good old time. Do the troops in the field get any kind of an opportunity to commemorate or recognize a special holiday like this?
Well, they will certainly think about it. Commands try to do special things, perhaps have a special meal, if you're possible, maybe a cookout or something like that, that you try to have with soldiers to commemorate Memorial Day. But obviously, if you're aboard a ship that's underway right now in the Persian Gulf, or if you're on an outpost in some distant place out in Syria or Afghanistan, it's frankly kind of Groundhog Day and just another day of operations out there in the field.
Now, it seems like the rhetoric, at least with Iran, has backed down a little bit. But if we still have aircraft carriers hanging around in the Persian Gulf, I would imagine the rhetoric may be backed off, but the tension's got to still be there.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we have seen the rhetoric drop off a bit, and we haven't seen any other incidents. You know, for a while, we had several incidents. We had 4 tankers who experienced some kind of an explosion or damage. We had a drone attack with explosives on board against a Saudi oil facility and then a Saudi arms depot, and those have also dampened down in the last few days. But currently, those ships are still steaming in the Persian Gulf, as I said, and we know that Iran still has the support of a large number of groups throughout the region, Shiite militia groups operating in Syria and Iraq, the rebels in Yemen, as well as Hamas in the Gaza Strips and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Any of those places could break out in violence, and obviously with all the forces then kind of on their toes, the possibility of escalation could go up pretty quickly.
Yeah, it kind of feels like if it was the Old West, the two people standing in the street staring at each other with the guns in the holsters and they're cocked.
That's about right. I mean, to that point, I mean, just the other day, the president essentially was briefed on the possibility of sending 10,000 more troops to the region. Some question whether those were requested by the central command commander there or not. And instead, he didn't think that would be necessary. And since that particular briefing, the Secretary of Defense has kind of poo-pooed the possibility of sending additional forces to the region. So that at least seems to have plateaued. In response, of course, the Iranians have spoken up very loudly and said, you know, we're monitoring these activities, we're keeping an eye on what's going on. And the last day or so, the United States has sent 2 destroyers into the Persian Gulf through the Straits of Hormuz without any provocations at all, just to, I'm sure, to show the flag, number one, and ensure that international waterway that so much of the world's oil passes through remains open.
Colonel, I want to ask you about Memorial Day from a standpoint of your 34 years in service and all of those who have worn the flag on their shoulder. What does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, it means 2 things. It means a moment for us to take a knee, if you will, and think about all those people back throughout our history who gave the ultimate sacrifice in defense of the nation. You know, we are who we are today because of who they were then. And I was just down the other day on the fields at Gettysburg to run a seminar, and standing in the cemetery there at Gettysburg, gazing out, you know, at about 3,500 unknown markers of Union soldiers that were never identified after that battle. And adjacent to them are veterans from Vietnam, veterans from the landings at Normandy, because a lot of Pennsylvanians died at Normandy. And this will be a special one this year because, of course, we're only a handful of days away from the 75th anniversary of the landings. But also, of course, is the time to take a moment and think about, as we just kind of did a moment ago, all those people who are still deployed abroad. We've got 15,000 young Americans in Afghanistan, 5,000 to 7,000 in Iraq and Syria, lots of sailors, you know, aboard ship at sea, and soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, harm's way, really around the globe, think about them and their families on this special day.
You know, it's interesting. We were talking to Sean Purnell yesterday, a retired Army captain and author of Outlaw Platoon, and he said, you know, you can celebrate, you can cook out, you can have fun, and just keep in mind that you're able to do that because of the sacrifices that were made.
That's exactly right, and I think that we think about that on a single day. Perhaps we ought to spend more time thinking about that. And the other thing we ought to do is we ought to talk to young Americans about that, because many of them, I think, too oftentimes think that, you know, this comes sort of automatic when it doesn't. And it concerns me as we think about service to the nation that's so demonstrable by the people we're talking about, that right now about 70% of young Americans, when asked, say they wouldn't ever consider serving in the military as a possible option.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, retired Army colonel and CBS News military analyst, I appreciate your service to our country and your time with us this morning.
Thanks, John. A big shout out to all the veterans listening this morning.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.